Thanks, Pat. We appreciate your support and support of BASF, especially this morning with the press conference. And good morning, everyone. The American Seed Trade Association is one of the oldest trade associations in the country. This year, we celebrate our 132nd anniversary as a trade association. We represent companies involved in seed production, plant breeding, and related industries in North America and throughout the world. Our membership offers seed varieties from alfalfa to zucchini in all production types, including conventional, biotech, and organic. We realize that the agriculture industry recognizes the significance of seed innovations and that many things that improve our quality of life can be traced back to the seed. But when we reach beyond the agriculture community, we also realize that we have work to do in educating people about the value of seed and seed improvement. That is why AST is embarking on a 3-year effort to educate consumers about the importance of plant breeding and innovation in the seed industry. Our hope is to increase awareness among consumers about the diversity of the seed industry, the value of the crops and food produced from improved seed, and the impact it has on our daily lives. A recent survey conducted by ASTA reveals that the work our member companies do is generally undervalued among consumers. Yet, those same consumers believe that the role of technology in agriculture is important. When we spend time with those consumers and shared additional information regarding the specific benefits of seed improvements, they began to show an appreciation and greater understanding for the impact of seed innovation. Specifically, we shared examples of seed improvements in areas of food, feed, fuel, and fiber to illustrate the quality of life benefits that seed improvement bring. Like, it allows farmers to grow a wider variety of foods, giving consumers more choices and more convenience. It also allows for less food waste because new varieties yield produce, fruits, and vegetables that stays fresh longer and with more consistent quality. It allows for the creation of better tasting and more nutritious fruits and vegetables and produces turf that's better for sports and recreational activities. It also develops fiber crops that result in fibers that are or fabrics that are softer and also stronger. These are just a few compelling examples of the role of seed improvement and why we do what we do. And with this new information, our consumer audiences agreed. We found that total positive impressions across all consumer groups increased, and with impressive numbers. Positive impressions among millennials increased by 18%, among moms, 13%, and among foodies, 16%. AST is uniquely positioned to help educate consumers about seed improvements that are providing solutions for the increased demands of a growing world. It is also exciting for our association to focus on our efforts on the why. We do what we do, really, why we do what we do, and really return to our roots and founding focus. As we know, many of the things that improve our quality of life can be traced back to the seed that someone planted. Now we know that we can educate consumers and create a greater level of awareness and understanding for why our industry exists and the role seed innovation plays in creating a better life. While consumers were moved by all of the quality of life benefits that seed improvements can yield, our research tells us that there are some specific benefits that resonate particularly well with consumers. For example, the ability to produce more food from the same land. 76% of overall consumers viewed this positively. The ability to develop foods that are healthier and provide better nutrition. 70% of overall consumers viewed this positively. And the ability to allow family farmers to sustain the way of life for generations to come. 69% of consumers viewed that positively. Our members are extremely encouraged with the research results, and we look forward to engaging in an ongoing dialogue about the benefits and importance of seed improvement and seed breeding. With that, I'd like to share with you a preview of how we plan to communicate with consumers and truly show that seed is where better life begins.
Picture all the things that enhance our quality of life. Healthier foods. Greener outdoor spaces, more vibrant plants and flowers, better fabrics. Now picture where these things came from. they didn't just happen. They all started with an idea that was nurtured, cultivated, improved along the way through science and innovation and caring hands. They all started with seed. Seed, where better life begins.
Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We look forward to working with especially the farm broadcast and farm reporting community as we continue this messaging down the road. We think it's an important part of our responsibility to support the farmers that purchase those seed on an annual basis and to support the crops that they get. And we're very excited about this effort. So stay tuned. A lot's coming. And look forward to answering any questions you may have this morning.
Yes, I have a question. Where are you going to deploy this video? It's over a minute long, so how are you going to deploy it?
Well, right now we've got it deployed on our website and Facebook page and YouTube. And our effort with that, as you can see, there are a lot of spin-offs that you can just take that, whether it's the turf, as you see the kids going from, you know, running in the backyard to a soccer field or something. The same with the vegetables. If you've ever been to Salinas and seen the vegetable crops, it looks like a truly flower garden out there. And so the same with cattle backing into feed and corn and soybeans. So we're excited about where we can take this to tell that story. Yes?
So is your campaign going to be a worldwide campaign?
Well, our aspirations are that, but right now we're focused on North America. We are looking at our sister organizations that are global, offering any of the information that we do develop or any of the materials that we develop to be used in their country, to be translated, and those kind of things. Our industry is worldwide. We are producing seed, whether it's counter-seasonal for risk management or whether it's finding varieties that deal with resistance. We do it worldwide, so in the end, we hope the message does resonate worldwide.
You talk about how important technology is. How are we going to address, the critics to biotechnology?
Yeah. Well, we see this campaign as running parallel to the GMO Answers effort. A lot of the messaging, we are sitting down with them and sharing our messages. As we look at a GMO as a tool to be used with strong, vibrant varieties, you've got to have that strong platform of a seed, same germplasm, to be introduce that technology, in this case, biotech. And so biotech helps protect the potential that's in that seed, much as seed treatments do. And so it's part of the technology package that comes there. But in our view, it's also bigger than that because you have vegetables that you don't have. You've got two crops that have some biotech in it. You've got grasses and forages and others. So, we consider it part of a tool. It's an education that we will be using much along the lines as breeding and trying to help people understand what breeding entails today.
How are you planning to make consumers, the public, or government regulators aware of this campaign?
Well, consumer and public, as you saw, I think, in our infographics there, we're targeting that foodies, moms, and food bloggers to try and get that message out. Our efforts are to try and do it that a unique way and really get the message out through where a lot of the consumers are looking for information today and not spend a great deal of money on, commercials for TV or magazines, but to try to really focus in that arena. And then get it out through the associations that are our colleagues that our customers of our companies. And so it really, I would say, it's a media effort that's probably a strong base in the electronic side, but also farm media talking to farmers and then just grassroots from our membership. Yes, Cindy?
Well, Andy, you really just introduced this in December. Are you going to have more, is this going to be fleshed out a little bit more in your annual meeting coming up?
Yeah, it is. Our annual meeting this summer is in Washington, D.C., and one of the focuses there is going to be on advocacy, talking to the administration, talking to the career folks at USDA and the White House on issues of seed, as well as on Capitol Hill. And so that's where we'll roll out a good part of this. And we'll see some additional rollouts over the next year, whether it's revisions to our website, additional videos, and other collateral material that will go deeper into this discussion about breeding and how the continuum of breeding has really evolved over the last 10 to 20 years.
Crop acreage this year. We're living in a different economic environment. How are you seeing the seed industry participants adjusting? What major moves are you seeing them do? For example, they have been closing a few supplies.
Right, right.
What other things are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing that evolution, I think, a somewhat settling of activities within the industry as mergers and acquisitions went through 1990s and early 2000s, looking at what capacity there is there, looking at the facilities that the seed companies have, and also what's going on in our counter-seasonal, especially in row crops in South America. We've had some challenges down there with government issues in Argentina and Brazil and in Chile. So how do the companies look at that? I think what they're doing is they're staying very close to the grower community, as well as reaching further upstream into the grain industry, the milling industry, and the food industry. I see a lot more of our companies, even down to our regional companies, talking to milling operations, talking to bread companies, talking to food companies. What are they looking for? Are there some identity preserve issues? Are there some other markets that are trying to they can help serve? And so it's coming all the way back to the seed company, through the grower, to the purchaser, and down into the food production.
Can I get some information on the survey? Sample size, what's the geography? Give me a little demographics.
Yeah, I think if I were 600, correct? 600, 603, excuse me. And we did basically 200, 200, 200. So we did food bloggers, we did moms, and we did millennials. And depending on the category, it was either done through internet activity or it was done with a phone call. You know, obviously millennials would prefer to be contacted by email, moms we did by phone call. So we got some other feedback. We do have some material that will be coming out. We're just finishing up the comments from the survey. It was done right before our big meeting in December in Chicago. So we've had another one in Tampa in January. So we're compiling that. We will be getting that out to the farm press here in the near future. And it's a group that we plan on continuing to stay close to as we develop this. Well, thanks again. We'll be around. You all know how to contact us. Janice is always available, and we appreciate it very much, and thanks again to BASF.